Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
I'm joined today by Dave Boslow. Dave is the men's and women's golf coach here at York College. Actually, the women don't get started until the fall of 2017. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But you just finished up your men's fall season. And golf is sort of an unusual sport in many, many ways. But let's talk about what your season-wise, how you deal with your seasons.
Yeah, so in terms of our season, so we get 19 weeks to use. So all of the schools, including us, we split it between the fall and the spring. So normally, say we'll do 10 weeks in the fall and then 9 weeks in the spring. Kind of the tournaments in the fall give you a ranking, and then that will get you into bigger events in the spring. Against some of the better teams, higher ranked teams, you kind of see where everyone stands after the fall season. The spring season then's pretty much the more important side of it. It's where our conference championship is,
okay.
The national championship if we make it there as well. So all the championship stuff is in the spring.
All right, tell me a little bit about Dave Boslow. How did you get to York College?
Yeah, so I was a student here as well as a golfer from 2012 to 2015. Playing the team sport management major, and then once I graduated, I went to just outside of Dallas, Texas, and worked with an indoor golf academy, working with all the top technology in the game, as well as became Titleist Performance Institute certified. Then York College decided to add a full-time coach for both men's golf, and then adding the women's team for both of them to coach both of them. So obviously being a part of York College and wanting this team to grow into what it has over the last, say, 4 years into where it's going now, just to kind of come back and direct it the way I want it to go and kind of where the guys have always wanted this program to go.
So you had a buy-in right from the get-go.
Yes.
Let's talk about your collegiate career since it's not that far far away from. What made York College the place that you wanted to come to college, study, and also be a Division III athlete?
Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, originally I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Played golf there for a semester, but they didn't really have the major studies that I was looking for. So quickly started to look at other places. York College was in my mind from when I was in high school. And then when I knew it was time to make a change, I knew how great their sport management program was here, and academics was first and foremost for me. And then I was able to play golf as well. It was a drop from Division II to Division III, but it was still a place where I knew I would kind of fit in a little more and have more opportunity on the golf side. So it was just kind of a perfect fit academically and athletically. And then just the group of guys that was here fit in really well when I visited, and just really enjoyed the experience moving forward from there.
Why golf? Has golf been always something that you did, even starting as a young kid?
Yep, so started when I was young, played golf all the way up when I was young through high school, and then obviously in college. Three-sport athlete in high school. Basketball is probably my favorite sport, especially to play. But I just kind of had a knack for golf. I was pretty good at it and just went with it.
There's a difference between playing the game and coaching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about maybe your philosophy about coaching it. Playing is a lot different. And coaching in golf, you really can't. If you get into a bad, if you got in a bad swing, you really can't fix it while you're in the middle of a round.
Yep.
It's got to be something you've got to do afterwards. So talk to me a little bit about your philosophy about coaching an athlete, a golfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, where you kind of win the player during the round is through the mental game and course management. So we have strategies of how we're going to attack courses going in. We try to keep the guys mentally in their round, whether it's playing bad or playing really well. We don't want too high of highs or them to get really low on themselves either. And that's just, there's a lot of different ways to talk to them, you know, all the different personalities, how to handle that. And that's probably been the biggest thing coming in and figuring out really quickly each guy's personality and how they act on the course. How do you keep them in that in that mindset. Yeah, you're not going to be fixing a swing, but we have, on really good ball striking days and really bad ball striking days, we like to get out and find their shot tendencies. So each club, there's going to be a different tendency in the dispersion patterns, and we try to then, when they're in a tournament or pre-round in the range, they find out what these patterns are, and then they're able to use that in a way to attack the golf course at the time. And then you always got to make sure their short games are sharp. You shouldn't really lose your short game tempo or, I guess, skill during the round. Not like a full swing might get out of whack. So if they can keep that part of their game sharp and then learning how to grind, that's kind of the whole package.
Golf is an individual sport, but it's also a team sport. How do you play those two differences when you're talking with your athletes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your score is individual, but one guy, great round, can't win a golf tournament. It might for them individually, but in terms of rankings, you get to go to national championship if your team does well. So I actually have a player ranking report that ranks them in every category from driver down to putting. And so they'll know on the team if they're first in driving or last in driving, if they're first in putting or last in putting. And I'll show that with them every 2 weeks. And then they're able to go on and say, okay, well, I'm the best in this category, or I'm the worst in this category. And then they'll pair up with the guys who are better at their weaknesses than they are. And they can kind of help each other out with that aspects. And that kind of helps the team help their scoring average, whether you're the best player on the team or the worst player on the team. Everyone kind of helps each other out to improve everyone's scoring average. And that's been the big part of the team aspect. Yeah, it's an individual score during your round, but you need the guys around you to play well as well, or you just won't get to go as far as everyone wants to.
Is it a little unusual? You're, what, a year removed, a year and a half mm-hmm. removed from graduating. Are you playing or coaching some guys that maybe you knew when you were a student here? Is that an unusual feeling?
Yeah, it's actually been a benefit because they've been able to either share experiences with the other guys or really just connect well with me coming in. So you don't really have that, I guess, timeline of not understanding or knowing what the coaches' philosophies are or how they act or how they want the program to go. There's three players on the team that were teammates of mine still when I was here. So they've been able to kind of set the standard with the other guys on the team who are new, the freshmen and sophomores, of where the program's going to go, what we need to do to get there, and kind of the where the program's been and where it is now, the benefit of having myself as a full-time coach. That's been huge, I think, for the program, the guys understanding that, okay, now we're an actual program. Like, we're going to have all these opportunities to go far. So there's been a lot of buy-in. I think it's been a big benefit to have some guys that I played with on the team.
Do you set a goal at the beginning of the season? Obviously, your season's split, but do you set a goal at the beginning of the year and say to them, okay, this is what we want to accomplish by the time our season's done at the end of the spring? Or are you just, let's kind of figure out where we're going, what we can do? Where are you at on that? Or do you do both, maybe?
Yeah, it's kind of a little both. I came in halfway through our fall season. I was communicating with the guys and tracking their stats while I was in Texas before I actually got here. And it's kind of both in the way I'll have weekly meetings with the guys, especially the preseason. I was talking with them all the time, and we'll have individual goals that they set, whether they want to improve their iron accuracy, their putting, or their scoring average in general. And then that kind of shows where our team's goals should be. I didn't come out and say our goal is to get here. If we don't get there, we failed. Season was right. A waste. It was kind of more, okay, here's our individual goals and then our team goals in terms of scoring average and where we want to get to for the spring, which hopefully then will give us the best shot at winning conferences and going to nationals. But there was no snap national championship or bust for the season. In the future, it might get to that point as the program keeps building and building. But for right now, the individual goals kind of helps keep the team in perspective of what they're actually trying to accomplish together.
All right. You have one other huge issue that you have to deal with in the next few months, and that's actually forming a women's team for the fall of 2017. How have you gone about that? What are you doing? Is it too early to be talking with athletes, or are you actually physically, you know, trying to attract athletes to the program?
Yeah, no, we're in the high point of the season right now in terms of recruiting. So I've been emailing, making phone calls, having them visit a lot of women, just getting their interest that your college has a program. The school has a ton to offer, especially in terms of academics, getting them here, showing them the campus, as well as a country club at York. It's a very prestigious golf course.
It's a nice thing to have in your back pocket.
Very, very, definitely. And they've definitely had a big interest for it. So it's just diving into the recruiting aspect, showing them and telling them this is how the program is going to be run. You have a chance to come in and build something great, kind of share your ideas on where you want the program to be headed in the next maybe 4, 5, 6 years, even when your 4 years are done. And that's been pretty cool for them to see, oh, we have a chance to actually build something along with myself. It'll be nice to hear all of their ideas when they get in of what they want that might be different from what the guys want. But structuring that program from the ground up is a neat thing, and I think they've had the same views of it.
Women's golf on the collegiate level is really exploding. You know, obviously your college has added a women's program. Is that something that's helping you? Because I know that there are I guess you have to look at the junior programs, because there aren't a lot of high schools that have girls golf. So it's going to be an interesting challenge, I guess, for you.
Yes. Women's golf, I think, is starting to grow more and more each year. A lot of the high schools, the women are, you know, co-ed on the guys' team.
Right.
A lot of them will compete for spots against the guys, which I think it does help them as well. And then some teams, there's enough girl interest at the high school that they'll start a girls' team.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's definitely it's definitely growing. So there's few places right now to pick from that you got to have, you know, your kind of recruiting hotbeds, but reaching all over, that's the important idea of it. But it's good that it's kind of booming, because there's a lot more interest, there's a lot more opportunity for the high school women golfers, and it's nice to be able to present them with the opportunity that now your college has for them.
Dave Boslow, the men's and women's golf coach here at York College, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it as well.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!